Burnaby, BC. The family of a man beaten to death during a confrontation with Vancouver police says the officers involved should lose their jobs, while others should be better trained to respond to people experiencing mental health challenges. Melissa Gray said the death of her only sibling, Miles, has devastated the family, who have been waiting for accountability from police for more than 7 years. Miles Gray, who was 33, died on August 13, 2015, following a beating involving 7 officers that sent him into cardiac arrest and left him with a broken eye socket, a crushed voice box, a ruptured testicle and other injuries. His sister said before the start of the coroner's inquest into his death on Monday that the officers stole her brother's life and don't deserve to stay in policing. The British Columbia Prosecution Service declined to approve criminal charges against the officers in 2020, saying there was no video footage and no one besides police witnessed the incident, which began with a call about an agitated man. The Crown could not prove any offense had been committed, the service said, noting the officers had provided incomplete and sometimes inconsistent accounts. Melissa was the first to testify at the inquest, telling the jury her brother was goofy, kind and loyal. He made friends and made people laugh wherever he went, she said. We take comfort knowing that Miles was innocent, she said. Gray's mother, Margie, said the family knows who Miles was as a person. They can't take that from us, she said in an interview. The decision by the Crown not to pursue charges against the officers involved in the beating left the family feeling broken and hopeless, Melissa told the inquest. She said her brother was diagnosed with bipolar disorder after an episode in high school, around 1999, but to her knowledge, he was stable after that. He was always working and eventually took over a business on the Sunshine Coast that had been run by another family member, she said. Her brother's family doctor, Dr. Christoffel Mentz-Serfontaine, testified that he met Miles in 2011 and determined his bipolar disorder was well controlled. In response to a question from a juror, the doctor said there was no documentation showing concern about Miles's mental status in the year before his death. He said Miles took a prescription medication to help with insomnia and had a prescription for a mood-stabilizing medication, though he did not always take it. Police had originally been called to a report of someone agitated and disturbed, who had sprayed a woman with her garden hose, the prosecution service has said. Melissa said the officers who responded to the call didn't have the knowledge or skills to treat her brother with dignity and compassion when he was vulnerable. If someone is having a mental health crisis and they aren't wearing shoes and they aren't wearing a shirt, police should be able to identify that and they should treat them more humanely, Melissa told media before testifying. Daniel Rasmussen testified that he worked at a florist supply shop in Burnaby at the time of the incident and Miles stopped by regularly to deliver materials. He said he saw Miles around 12:30 p.m. on the day of the beating, and while he did not remember speaking to Miles, he recalled nothing unusual about his demeanor. Rasmussen said he became concerned when he noticed Miles's truck outside hours later with a wallet and keys left inside, something he described as very unusual. He said he ended up calling the RCMP to report Miles missing. He said he also spoke with Miles's parents, who were concerned that they couldn't reach their son. Another witness, Andrea Pilgrim, testified that she had been working as an insurance broker and saw Miles near a bus stop outside her office around 1:15 p.m. He was acting erratically, pacing back and forth, muttering to himself, throwing his fists in the air and searching in bushes, she told the inquest. Pilgrim said Miles showed no aggression toward anyone, but she wouldn't have wanted to have a confrontation with him while he was in that mindset. The witness list for the inquest indicates coroner Larry Marzinczyk and a jury will hear testimony from more than 40 people over 10 days, including the officers directly involved in the beating and first responders who cared for Miles. The BC Coroner's Service said the jury can't make findings of legal responsibility, but it may make recommendations to prevent deaths under similar circumstances. Margie said she'd like to see recommendations related to police use of body cameras, drug testing for officers and better training for mental health calls. The family honors Miles by spending time together and celebrating life, she said. He isn't here. We are here, so we try and make things bigger and better, especially for my grandkids. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 17, 2023. Brenna Owen, The Canadian Press.